Hey everyone, we're back with the next chapter of our recap series to help everybody catch back up before we get into the brand new episodes that we have been working on. I'm really excited to bring these to you. I've worked pretty hard to try to keep all the story in there and get all the important elements leading up to the point where we left off. First and foremost, I want to give a huge thank you to our patrons and the people who have subscribed and donated to us on Patreon, specifically our Patreon heroes, Andrew Sims, Christy, Sean Garrett, Chelsea Garrett. You guys are awesome. We can't do this without your support. Please, if you want us to be able to continue bringing this to you, and if you enjoy our content, consider becoming patrons. It goes a long way in helping us produce the content. And please share with your friends, tell people about us, help us grow. The bigger we can grow our audience, you guys, the more that we can get out to you. And that really is our dream. So thank you all so very much. Please enjoy Chapter 2, Luskan. Last time, we ended with the retaking of Ironmaster. You guys have spent the next several weeks cleaning up after everything that's happened. Vicky and Adric, you guys spent a lot of time together working to put this place back together. Kayveld spent a bit more of his time looking for some answers among the survivors of the ships. As you were speaking back with Rorik, you hear somebody pipe up and say, "I recognize that accent. Torsteg?" You see this grizzled old sea dog.
Kayveld is not Torsteg and slightly offended that you think I am Torsteg.
You see his eyes are fully white, as if he's gone blind. And you hear him say, "Little Kayveld? This is your father's old friend and an old mentor of yours, Halfsteg." As you speak with him, he explains to you that he was just told that Torsteg had retired and taken his kid up north. "Kayveld, your father was a good friend of mine. If there's anything that I can do..."
"There's one thing I'm looking for. His passage back down south."
"There is something you should know. We moved our operations out of Luskan. We've gone on to Neverwinter, where we can get more trade. The company's grown far more than you might have imagined in the past 3 years. Though we're no longer based in Luskan, you might be able to pick up a ship there that'll take you the longer trip down to Neverwinter, where you might be able to either find the ship, if that's what you're looking for, or at least find the ledgers from the harbor master. Before winter rolls around and you guys finally wrap everything up, you gather the supplies you'd need for the road. You put together a plan. You probably go through the tunnels, because winter can come on early in the pass, and go through Hundlestone again, the place where you made your fortune, Kayveld. You get up early in the morning. A contingent led with Vicky to bid you farewell leads you to the tunnel to Hundlestone.
Vicky, we could not have asked for a better companion.
"I've got a few things to wrap up here, but perhaps if you don't walk too fast, I'll catch up."
"Also, as we go south, sometimes I go by Gregory of the Southland."
As a gift, the dwarves leave you the same cart that you originally set out through these tunnels with, that has Stormsbane still painted on the side.
"Since you were here before, what can you tell me about this town?"
"They're very friendly, and if they ask, yes, the dwarves know how to make the scrimshaw over there in Ironmaster."
Do you see some sentries on top of the town's wall?
"Halt! Who goes there?"
"It is Kayveld, your best friend."
You see the gate start to open. Behind it, you see actually a contingent of people, one of which is that guildmaster,
Jeffrey Pearbottom.
"Kayveld, you're back. It's so nice to see you. We have matters to discuss. Come, I have some important business."
Kayveld's going to pull Adric real close to him real quick and go, "Last time I was here, we made some good deals, did some good trades. It's best not to talk to them about anything that might have been traded."
"Your dwarf friend, if he likes, he can have a drink. There's some right over there."
"Don't drink that yet, Adric. I'm going to go ahead and go with him."
Adric, you see Kayveld follow Jeffrey into the office and shut the door, and there's a couple other dwarves in the town. They strike up some chat with you. "Why don't you come with us? Tavern's right across the street."
"I guess if it is for a brief time."
Kayveld, door shuts behind you, and you look to your left and right, and there's some armed guards on either side of it. The magistrate turns around and says, "Kayveld, I think I'll just explain myself in a moment." And all of a sudden, you feel a bag go over your head, and your vision goes black. And they start taking you down, and you feel your feet dragging through some dirt. They drag you just a little bit further, and you're starting to hear murmurs of a crowd building around you. Adric, you kind of join the crowd. You see a gallows.
I'm going to try and shove my way to the front.
You see them holding Kayveld up on the stand. Jeffrey says, Kayveld Stormsbane, you stand convicted of thievery and skullduggery. You fabricated lies and falsely advertised your merchandise in order to rob this town of its gold. The scrimshaw you sold us has the engravings of the Scrimshanders who carved them, and to a one, they originated from the 10 towns in the Icewind Dale. As punishment for your crimes, I sentence you to hang from the neck until dead. Any final words?
Well, hold on a second.
And they pull the lever and you're dangling. Your vision is starting to turn and waver. Your breath goes. Things are going black. Before either of you know it, Kayveld, you see nothing. Adric, your friend is hanging limp from the gallows. One of the guards kind of moves up and says, show's over. It's time to go home now.
I take my web hammer and try and hit him.
Jeffrey speaks up at this moment as well and says, hold, hold, good dwarf. Our quarrel is not with you. We'll give you back the corpse of your friend. Just leave this town. Kayveld, you're surrounded by white or maybe black. You honestly can't tell. You're unable to speak. All of a sudden, you're standing behind a man, and past him, looking down, is an island. A man turns towards you. One eye is hidden by a patch. And he says,
Kayveld, what am I to do with you? A death neither glorious nor noble. You have not earned your way into my hall. Neither, though, have you earned a trip across the Gjoll, I believe. You are not wanted in Helgafjell or Folkvanger.
He seems to have an idea.
I shall lay claim upon you, but you must perform for me a task. There is a storm brewing from the island of Ruithem. Thus I shall send a Stormsbane to quiet the growing tempest. Furthermore, take with you the two dwarves you have been accompanying recently. You'll need the fighting prowess of the one and the divine influence of the other. Moradin is our ally in this.
He reaches his hand forward until it fully encompasses your vision, and when he pulls it back, he's holding a small white orb between his fingers.
I think I'll keep a hold on this for the time being. Return to the living, Kayveld Stormsbane, as my agent. Quell the squall and earn your place in my hall.
Adric, a day passes overnight, and I think you're getting ready to maybe bury your friend. And as you're getting ready, his eyes shoot open.
Well, it looks like I might have died for a little bit, but on the other hand, it looks like we need to burn down that fucking town.
As you start to sit up, something falls off your chest into your lap. It's an eye patch.
You have been to the other side and back, and that is a miracle.
They said they didn't want me, so I think right now, my understanding is, I'm fucking immortal. Gjoll wants to go back to the town. He wants to burn something down before he leaves. See, it's like the god with the one eye. He's got a plan for us, and it involves burning down Mr. Pearbottom's house while he's sleeping inside.
Kayveld, you just kind of get up and start marching back towards the town. So as you crest the wall, you lose cover, and now the guards see you. And they start freaking out and instantly start shooting arrows at you because a dead man is walking up. So you roll up into a building and into an alley, and you hear up atop, where did he go?
I'm heading straight to the dude's buildings that I know that are his buildings, and I'm going to go burn him down.
So you're behind his house.
I'm slipping in the window.
You end up in Jeffrey's adjoining bedroom, and you actually see him there, just staring, wide-eyed, slack-jawed.
My friend Jeffrey, nice to see you again.
He's got some alcohol on a stand in there.
I'm going to smash a couple bottles on the ground. I'm going to spark them and go to leave.
The next thing you know, Adric, you see the silhouette of Kayveld approaching you with an orange glow behind him towards the city.
What did you do?
You shouldn't fuck with me.
I grabbed the wagon. We're running.
Luskin is still quite a ways away. So as time goes by, I think at this point, you guys have managed to keep yourselves barely fed enough. And Kayveld, you were raised in Luskin, so you start to recognize, I think, the smell, first of all, of the sea as you start to get closer and closer of this town. Before too long, before you know it, you see the outer walls to the first actual city of the Sword Coast. You're able to make your way towards a pretty famous tavern called the Cutlass. You guys probably hit the bed and start the search for the ship in the morning. Vicky, after the celebration, you had a second celebration. Being the general that took back the home, being the figure of importance, though you've been Victanis Stormshield up until this point, and you always will be, your new formal name as Queen of Ironmaster is Victanis Ironmaster.
in your wisdom, it came to you that you have a lot to learn to truly reign as queen of your people. You made the announcement shortly after that you would be leaving. You've made arrangements to hit the road and catch up to the only two outsiders you really know. McQueen, you don't have to leave us.
I can't lead the people if I can't talk to others, if I don't know much. I haven't been beyond the walls. I need to know more.
Well, with several cheers and several tears, your people bid you farewell as you turn your way into the tunnels that lead to Hundlestone. After another day or two of trekking, you see the walls of Hundlestone. But as you get close, you also notice the smell in the air. Parts of the walls, some of it is blackened, and as you approach the door, you hear guards from up top yell, "Halt! Who goes there?"
"It is I, Victanis Ironmaster. I'm looking for my friends."
Doors open slightly, and a man starts to come through. He's being helped by a couple other people, and he steps out of the door kind of with a limp, and he's very burned. "Your friend, the one calls himself Kayveld."
Vicky face palms.
"He was tried, and he escaped his hanging, and he set the town on fire. I'm afraid that we can no longer help you in this matter. He is barred from this town, and those who call him a friend are barred from this town." And the two people help the man turn him back into the town and the gates shut.
So she's just going to turn around and shake her head and walk toward Luskin.
After a day of traveling or so, in the next morning, you hear a loud kind of rumble behind you and you turn around to see a human and a gnome driving a cart pulled by two horses, and they pull up beside you and say, "Ho, traveler, my name here is Fayan, and the little one here is Tobias. We call him Tobby. We've making a short trip down to Luskin, and we just wanted to see if you, fair dwarf, needed any assistance."
"Oh, you're headed to Luskin. I'm headed that way myself. My name is Victanis."
"You wouldn't mind. We don't expect much trouble out here, but if some comes to pass, we don't really have coin to pay for a guard, but would you mind assisting?"
"I don't need money, but I could use a little salted fish."
"We're not peddling food, you see. It's these little..." He pulls out a little... You don't really know what it is. It looks like a doll, and he winds something in the back, and the doll just kind of starts to move a little bit, almost as if by magic.
"That's creepy."
"It's a clockwork toy. It's a... fairly pleasant trip. Actually, you get to Luskin in much better time than you might expect. Once you guys are inside the city, they turn to you and say, "Well, thank you so much." Tobias actually reaches into his bag and gives you a complimentary clockwork toy. And so you turn around and head back towards the gate. You wave down one of the guards at the gate and he says, "Yeah, how can I help you?"
"Looking for two friends of mine. It would be a skinny little human that talks too much and a dwarf who's very into his religion."
"Yeah, they came through just last night, and I believe I overheard that they were heading to the inn, the Cutlass, down by the docks. You come to the street that you're directed to that has the Cutlass, and you turn the corner and you look down and you see the big sign that has the sword on it, and just in time, you actually happen to see Adric and Kayveld leaving. A moment later, you see a few more people come out of the inn behind them, very conspicuously and very obviously watching them. Kayveld, Adric, you find yourselves come morning.
I checked in as Gregory of the Muddy Waters with my first mate, Little Jimmy.
Adric's going to ask, "What can I do to aid you? What is our purpose going forward to Neverwinter?"
"I owe somebody something, and I plan on giving it back to them in measured strikes. I think it's about time we head down to the old warehouses."
You head out the door and you start heading towards the docks, where you know that the warehouse is not far from. Before you know it, you're standing in front of a large building with the letters SESE over the door. Inside, it's dark and empty. To the left as you enter, there is a staircase going up to one second story floor. It's obviously the office.
Okay, well, head upstairs. You're going where the office is.
As you open the door, there's a man standing inside the front door of the warehouse with you. "You're the one that spent all that money back at the Cutlass, aren't you?" The door opens again, and more people start walking in. "Lady B would pay a fortune if we brought you to her. I'm thinking dead or alive." You see everybody kind of pull out clubs and cutlasses. People with clubs are banging them in their hands.
Oh, that's cute.
Why don't we go ahead and just shut the... I'm gonna surprise attack somebody. I'm nailing somebody in the middle of talking.
At that very moment, the door behind them as well burst open.
Balls to the walls, baby. What's going on in here? I finally found you, and I gotta ask Kayveld, what the fuck happened in that other city?
We'll talk about that later.
We kind of have a situation, Vicky.
The guy that's been kind of leading this group that's been talking, he marches forward and starts to move up the stairs. Kayveld. He reaches out and he grabs your leg and he yanks it out to the side of the stairs, causing you to fall off the side of the stairs towards the ground. You're not leaving with that paper.
I don't have no paper, you bastard. Well, I have flasks of oil.
No.
I'm gonna light those stairs on fire.
The guy that was talking before, you see him jump from the top of the stairs down to the ground floor, and you see him moving towards Kayveld again. You just feel slashes coming across your back.
Ouch.
You see Kayveld fall face first in the floor.
Edric, with me!
You manage to get Kayveld, then you stand up and start beelining for a window. Your little dwarf legs are pumping. Edric got his shield up and pushed it out, got it right in the faces of the guys in front of him so they couldn't see what he was attempting to do, and then before they know it, the shield's gone and Edric's out from behind it as well. Daggers are flinging past you guys, tinking into the wood and the ground around you, pinging down at your feet, and Vicky leading the way, you leap and dive out the window as glass shatters and sprinkles around you. Edric, you follow right through that same window.
Let's go find a close boat. If they're not chasing us anymore, we can stop for a second.
I put my hand to his chest and I use spare the dying.
I think we should go somewhere and heal up and talk.
You guys head back up to the room that you guys had spent the night before.
Edric, don't wake him up yet. I want to hear what happened without all his bullshit.
The Hundlestone, Kayveld was hung. I beat up some of the guards and then somehow Kayveld not only came back, but then he snuck in and burned down the city.
Wake him up.
I'm going to use cure wounds on Kayveld.
Turns out not as immortal as I thought.
Kayveld, I'll help you get your papers if that's what you're going for. If you tell me what the hell is going on.
Little explanation time. I was trying to find my boat. I got the deed to this boat. It's from my dad. He used to work for this company. Dude tried to hang me by the neck. Creepy one-eyed god tells me, hey, Kayveld, you got to go to the island. I got a scar. I'm missing an eye now because this god had one eye. He was jealous of my two eyes because they were very pretty. He gives me an eye patch and takes an eye. It's been a rough week.
Holy shit.
We've been busy.
I got something that might cheer you up, though.
You see Vicky hold out in her hand what appears to be this little kind of wooden-looking doll. And there's these weird wings on the back.
I'm gonna pick it up, look at it, and see if I can twist that wing in the back.
When you let go of it, it starts to move around and dance.
Holy shit!
I'm gonna kick it away from me.
It surprised me as all.
I think we all need to go get a beer.
Kayveld's gonna join her downstairs. He's gonna get his drink, try to grab some food, and go back to his room.
Adric will follow close behind. Adric's gonna kind of listen in for a little bit.
What are you listening for?
I guess any kind of mumblings about possible warehouse fires.
You heard that there was a start of a fire, but enough people had showed up and put it out. And you actually did catch one more thing. You heard somebody speaking about Neverwinter.
Hey, I have family in Neverwinter. I heard you mention. Do you have news of the area?
We are traveling there.
We could provide you with some aid in exchange we are allowed to travel with you.
You'd have to take that up with the captain. Come find him in the morning. Morning comes along.
I wake us up at first light and say we must go to the ocean's gaze.
The route to the ship takes you again past the warehouse. There is kind of a hole burned out of the side of it. You can see a safe. You find the ship, the ocean's gaze.
Permission to come aboard!
We have room aboard for the three of you. You guys are welcome to accompany them to Neverwinter. They'll be leaving the next morning.
I'm going on little adventure, but we gotta be quiet to go there. We need to go back to the building where yesterday I was made into kind of almost dead. You in?
Okay.
You're at the opening that was kind of burned open from your lantern.
I'm moving in, going towards the, going to the safe. I'm gonna crack that sucker.
The safe pops open. What's in there is a sealed envelope.
Yeah, I'm not gonna bother finding what it says here. I'm just slipping in my pocket and then sneaking back out.
All right, well, you guys make it back to the ship. Kayveld, you go to your bunk.
He invites Adric and Vicky to see this when he's opening it up.
You open this sealed envelope. It is a record of sail dated about the same time that you guys left to Ten Towns, and it says from Torsteg Stormsbane, and the two is Brunhild O.
That's my bitch mom, and my dad wouldn't sell her shit. She's the one that put us both up in the frozen north. She's noble birth and such. I don't know the rest of her family. She wasn't very friendly to me.
Are you showing these documents around at all?
Yeah, I'm showing those two.
Adric, as you look close, you look at the record of sale and you look at the old deed. And the signature's not quite the same. Not quite right.
This is wrong.
You're saying it's a forgery?
Possibly, yes.
She should know how to make a better forgery than that. She's the one that taught me.
The next day comes around. The captain calls for disembark. You guys pull up anchor and head out to sea, heading for Neverwinter. It is a pretty rough start. Snow is starting to fall from the sky. The sea has got a lot of chop. Vicky is bouncing rail to rail on the ship.
I'm so green, I look like I'm part ogre.
It is still snowing, and things are getting really slick. It's getting difficult even for you, Kayveld, to keep your balance.
I'm going to be inside just hovering over a giant barrel.
At one point, a particularly large wave has the boat creak forward. You see the guy in the crow's nest tumble out of it, screaming, falling, heading towards the water.
Kayveld's going to get a buoy or something around there. He's going to get ready to try to yank this guy on. He realizes it's got to be quick, otherwise he's dead.
So you see him hit, comes back up for a second, and then he just disappears under the water. Your buoy didn't quite make it near him. The first mate said he's gone at this point. He won't be coming back up.
Adrix kind of makes a motion with his hands, kind of like a prayer for his soul.
The first mate looks at you, Kayveld. We got to get somebody up in the crow's nest.
Yeah, I can make it.
Take yourself up there. Tie yourself off. Keep an eye out. We think there might be a storm on its way.
All right, I guess I'll go up.
Off to the west, further over the ocean, you definitely see something darker than typical over there. Like it's blotting out the sunset.
Storm's on the starboard side. It's a ways off right now.
As morning comes out, you guys are woken up and told jobs you're ready to do. They look with pity at Vicky and say, why don't you just grab a mop and keep this place cleaned up below decks. Adric, they have you with some of the crew, any barrels of food, fresh water, whatever they can, getting them tied and secured. Kayveld, they want you back up in the crow's nest.
He's head back up there, ties himself off.
You see it kind of southwesterly, and it's definitely getting closer. It looks like it will intersect you maybe in the next day or so. You head into the first mate's quarters. The captain looks at you and says, what's your advice on this?
I think it's worth the risk trying to pick up the pace a little bit.
And captain kind of nods at you and looks at his first mate and says, make it so.
Make it so, number one.
Give her all she's got.
That joke was a number two.
You can feel wind starting to pick up. You hear a huge crack.
What the fuck was that crack?
Take a look at the mast I'm on. Am I about to fall? Shit is not going so hot.
Kevin, you skinny bastard. There's a giant crack in this wood pole.
We should alert the captain.
Captain! Might want to furl the sails on the aft mast! Kayveld's cautious. He's gonna talk to the captain, see if he can convince him to just take this thing down.
You're right. We should take this down.
Vicky's getting really cold.
Adric, I'm gonna slide to you. Can you throw me back to my door?
Kayveld wants to find a mop or a broom and kind of skid himself up in front, brushing the path to the door.
Adric, you were confused over Kayveld, and she pushed off a lot harder than she might have intended. You happen to look down just in time to jump out of the way as Vicky misses you barely and doesn't send you tumbling and flies into the door to crash into the wall behind it next to the stairs.
Throws her fists up in victory from her back.
To go back to tearing down this mast, getting it down to the deck and secure it off to the side here.
Losing one of the masts obviously slowed the ship down a decent amount.
Kayveld's all about furling the sails, pulling the rigging, doing everything we can to make it through this storm.
Night's fallen and we wait for an inevitable storm. It's the morning and it's probably within the next couple hours away.
Adric, if somebody needs me, come knock on my door. I won't sleep naked this time.
Good, because the first five times it was really awkward waking you up.
But
the wind picks up, the waves get harder, the ship starts rocking even more. As the storm rolls up, chaos is coming loose upon the decks.
Hey, you salty sons of bitches! Get your shit together before I have to backhand every last one of you!
You see people kind of stop panicking and getting back to their posts. Vicky, we need your strength. Secure the sails from above because they've come loose. Adric, you still see people. In your case, it's not so much chaos, but it's dead fear that's got them paralyzed. You're just a dwarf. You've never even been sailing before. What could you possibly know about this? We're all gonna die! Kayveld, you see a crew member lose their balance and start to slide overboard.
He's going
to
help the guy.
You've managed to reach out, grab him by the back of the shirt, and pull him back. Vicky, it didn't take you long to get things really secure. You tilt your head in just the right direction, and you get the scent, the whiff of a fresh breeze. You actually see the break in the storm off in the distance.
Guys, there's a blue sky and fresh air, and that way...
A huge wave rolls under you guys. You see the whole ship tilt to the point where the masts are almost hitting the water. Kveld, you end up by a buoy, and you see Vicky lose control of the mast and fall into the water.
I'm casting that sucker off.
Vicky, it lands by you. You grab it. It's not well.
Adric, he'll even let go of his mace, so we'll just rush down to help.
Vicky, hanging on for dear life, soaking in a winter sea, gets pulled back up into the ship from the buoy that Kveld tossed.
Captain, I have a solution that could abate us from this storm. And Adric points to the course that he believes would take them away from the rougher seas.
He gives the order to start pulling up anchor and dropping the sails just enough to get them moving. Even though the storm rages on, between the three of you kind of working together and helping the crew, you manage to take control and help the captain steer this ship towards the break in the storm. The rest of the trip is a lot more mild compared to that. You had some winter times, you guys are heading south, you had a storm, and the seas kind of end up getting calmer for the rest of the time on your way to Neverwinter.
Vicky now has a fear of boats.
You have now, after the ship, after this whole occasion... developed a new character flaw. You are now terrified of boats and the water.
The thought of a bath makes me sick to my stomach.